When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Trade Us, they grew up on farms, trade a lot of grain. They love the industry. They've met many farmers that found their grain marketing plan frustrating and intimidating, but their goal is to use their ingrained expertise to your advantage. They help alleviate the stresses of grain marketing so you can stay focused on what you love. Go tradeos.com, GOTREDAS.com.
Trade Us, Ethan and Zane. Ethan and Zane. What's they're in on? Lindsay, Nebraska, which is, that's your area, Steve.
That is definitely my
right
area.
That's right in your wheelhouse. Yeah. Ethan and Zane are based out of Lindsay with Trade Us, and they're killing it. So what they're doing right now is just like we would do at any program I was ever. I remember being at Nebraska.
Football program?
We'd be in Nebraska. We come back in from camp. We have camp for like two. It was incredible long camp. Yeah. And it was three sessions a day. But as soon as we came in from camp, like 11 o'clock, they'd bring you lunch. And we'd go in, and every place I was at, LSU, every place, and we'd be watching film. It'd be June, and you're spending major time on, like, Colorado. You're watching film. You're getting prepared. That's what they're doing at Trade Us right now. It's like a game plan. So right now, there's no grain. There's nothing being picked right now. We're in growing season.
Okay.
But they have a game plan for how you're going to start to stress this. What am I going to do? Where am I going to sell? What's the timing of this? They do all that for you. Everything's a game plan that's well thought out years in advance. You notice all of a sudden the week before like that, the week before we played Colorado, they run that elbow option. We got it. Whoa, look at that. No.
Crash course.
No. What do we do on this? Let's try this.
Right.
No. You know what we did? We worked on it all year round. That's how you understand.
And that's
how
what Trade Offs does?
That's what they're doing all year round.
Preparation.
And in Lindsay, Nebraska, this is going on right now. It's incredible like that. Ethan and Zane, thank you for what you're doing on your game planning today.
Say the punk company again.
Yeah, Trade Us. The website is GOTREDAS.com. Trade Us.
All right. Run by Adam Ickes. At a page. Thank you, Adam.
Good player.
Blocked a key punt, didn't he?
What's that? Field goal.
Field goal.
It's hard to punt a game to punt to win the game.
Field goal.
They're going to punt to win the game.
Kind of odd.
That's a little odd there.
Anyway, no, that's good job by Ickes.
He's the man. Trade Us.
All right, you wondered something interesting,
well,
Jake.
I saw this on your colleague, Husker Online, Sean Callahan, wrote about this in his little weekly rundown, that there's speculation about potentially grass coming back to Memorial Stadium in the near future. I would just ask anybody, listeners, Bill, obviously, what are the pros and cons if Nebraska were to go from field turf to grass in the near future?
Well, first of all, Rule has been vocal.
He has.
About just safety. He said, he was asked why he replaced the turf practice fields with grass. I mean, they have grass practice fields. He said, I wanted to put grass outside because I believe it's safer. He's on the record, and he's said it multiple times, that he thinks it's safer. Dan, and I believe, agrees. This is why people are speculating a lot about it. The head coach wants grass. I mean, to me, it's just cut and dry. They're going to have grass at some point. It's just a question of when. I don't want to act like I don't know anything, but this is a common sense discussion to me. The head coach wants grass. It's probably going to happen. Okay. I just don't, like I said, I don't know when. But as a fan and as someone who appreciates Nebraska football, I like the idea of grass at Memorial Stadium. I think it'd be super cool.
I think it would be too. It'd be interesting. So the plus side is that playing on grass is how the game originated. The safety, I've not seen the exact numbers. If someone says, hey, this is the numbers between the two.
Rule rolls them out.
And right now, it's probably, I want to know if it's percentage-wise, because there's so much field turf that it's hard to say, well, there's more injuries on field turf. Well, there's There's way more field turfs. So I don't know the percentage of how that works out. I don't know that. Playing on grass is, whenever time you play on a great field on grass, you know, obviously LSU was grass. The problem I just like to know about, or concern or question I would have, is what is grass like in November? What is it like in for a playoff game in December? What is grass like? Because the growing season stops.
Yep.
You're not mowing the yard like feverishly in October.
Who has grass in the NFL? No.
Does Pittsburgh
Arrowhead?
Pittsburgh has grass, I believe. Steelers
Arrowhead have grass?
I think they do.
God, we should. Didn't we know that? By the way,
I know
this is a sports show.
Lambeau has grass, right?
Yeah. So
Lambeau Field.
Does Lambeau have grass?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. I really don't know.
I mean, Chicago Bears stadium had grass because it was in poor shape.
Right.
You don't want that. That's what you're talking
the
about.
The Redskins Commanders had grass. They had all sorts of issues at FedEx Field forever.
So people always say, well, it can be done. It can be. There's just a lot to it.
A lot to it. Oh, yeah.
One thing would be that, and this has been brought up, this isn't an original idea by me, but it has been brought up, is that the state championship games no longer would be in the stadium.
You wouldn't think
Because you couldn't play eight games or six, whatever it is, in the stadium.
And you're not going to have Garth Brooks then.
Yeah, you know, again.
Because you have Garth Brooks?
Well, they're going to put down, they'd put down a flooring. They put down like a plywood flooring.
Did they do that at LSU?
So they potentially could do. Yes, they did. Matter of fact, they had a huge country jam there. So that's possible.
Okay,
still.
So you can still do it.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good.
You can still have a country jam.
Yes, you can still do that.
That's informative to me.
So they can have that. But my concern is, what is it like? You know, it's like, because right away, if you say, well, we'll just bring grass in like that if it goes bad. Remember what happened in the Super Bowl, which we talked about. I said, well, the grass is going to be terrible in Phoenix, just so you guys know. It'll be terrible. The footing will be terrible. So if you get a game in October, all rain, and it just gets all tore up, okay, we have to replace it now. And so, hey, we're going to cut this out. We're bringing sod in. We're bringing something in like that. Well, it doesn't grab or grasp at that time.
No.
So that's just, these are just concerns.
Problems.
It's not, it's not so easy of just, you know, oh,
let's put some grass in.
Just put some grass in.
No, no.
And you also don't want to be saying like, can't do it. No, you can do it. You can do it. Absolutely.
You can, now this is amateur hour talk, but wouldn't you have to hire like a grass staff? Like
you have an incredible staff at Nebraska facilities wise, and they have the practice fields and that. It would be there would probably have to be more, and do we have an elite specialist? Do we have someone from an NFL background from a grass field? Is it someone from the PGA Tour? Someone that has all this knowledge,
and not the Bears guy. Their grass is horrible.
When you go on the field at at Arizona State, LSU was like
100%.
LSU, you never went on the field except for game day. We didn't even go on, like, our Friday practice. We didn't go on the field.
You didn't?
No. We go on there in the spring. We never went into that stadium. Not until the
Georgia springtime.
Georgia's the same way. We asked if we could get on the field. When I was in New Mexico State, we played at Georgia. We get on the field on Friday. They look at us. You're funny. They go. Georgia doesn't even get on the field on Friday. You know, no one gets on this field. It's between the hedges.
But Bill, that's exactly what I'm talking about. When you come upon a stadium with grass that's nice, it's you remember it. It's cool. Yeah. It's like
now it does change, because the one thing that would happen during rain would be, or any sort of moisture like that, the field turf really didn't even lose its
right.
It stayed, the footing stayed the same.
Is that right?
It's sloppy in the grass.
The grass would be different.
It's sloppy.
The field turf is not as slick at times, where grass can just be slick.
Slick. What was that Super Bowl you called it, where the Super Bowl was terrible footing?
The one I just talked about no more than 2 minutes ago in detail. Phoenix. Talked about this the other day. Yeah. Went over in great detail.
Terrible footing.
Terrible footing. It's horrible for a Super Bowl.
Yep.
And what they do,
guys are slipping all over.
They bring it outside. They grow the grass outside. Then they bring it in on a belt, basically, and they drop it in. Because we played in the Fiesta Bowl.
It's very cool to watch that, by the way.
In the Fiesta Bowl, we played it. It was horrible. It's absolutely horrible when we played on it. That's why I had the knowledge of, this is not going to be good. Just watch it. This will not be good. And it wasn't. And so there's a lot of things to go with it. But again, to say you can't do it, no, you can do it.
Yeah.
But just always know that there's everything that goes around is like, there's always more to it. Northwestern used to be grass, and it was like this high.
Remember? It was incredible.
Yeah,
it was high.
It was high.
And it wasn't cool.
It wasn't cool.
When you walked down, you were like, oh, this is cool. No, it's not cool.
No, they're like, this is awful.
No, it was like Columbus High School.
Yeah, that's what you looked like.
So nothing wrong with Columbus High School. They got field turf.
But like you said, if the percentages say, like you said, one thing you can't say is like, well, there's more injuries on field turf when everyone's on it. You know, high schools now will play their entire season on field turf.
Sure.
Easier
to maintain.
Every game. Easier.
That's what we're talking about. It's easier
especially
to maintain.
The reason it's so good for high schools in different in places that it can get used by multiple. All of a sudden, you can play. Well, we're going to play soccer. They play it at Seacrest. They play soccer at Seacrest, and they play football at Seacrest. They do all kinds. Guess why? It doesn't beat it up.
Nope.
You know, grass is like, you got to be like, whoo, stay away from that one.
You know, and you don't have to. Field turf, you need to replace it at some point.
It's about an eight-year process.
Yeah.
8 to 10 years. 8 years ago, okay, we got to be able to do this.
Yeah, and Nebraska's field turf, I think, is only 3 years old.
Yeah. So then you also go through, it's like, okay, what's the difference in maintenance? Well, we got to do the watering part. It's not like a financial deal, but then every week, so if it's Friday, what day are we painting on? Well, it's going to be raining Friday. Well, can we get it painted in time on Saturday? Whatever time, when's the field? Now, here's the next
thing. It's all work.
People have grass, so it gets done. So don't think that it's not like, right. But right. I'm saying you right. can't get it done.
You can get it done.
It's just a lot more when you sit down and say, okay, let's write this all up on a whiteboard.
It's a lot.
On what's going to go down here, how we're going to get this done.
You'd have a full-time grass staff, I would think.
You'd be pretty major.
Yeah.
You'd have to have someone, like I said, that had that. And also, it doesn't do you any good to bring up LSUs. Doesn't do you any good to bring any place else up because that's a different growing
environment.
Environment. So you have to have somebody somebody from the Bears, somebody from these areas.
Not the Bears.
Their field is horrible. Not Soldier Field. Stay away from Soldier Field.
So that scares you a little bit because you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the NFL. They probably had a pretty good plan. You would think they probably at least talked about it. Like I'm sure it's like, well, I don't know what happened. We planted, we put a bunch of bluegrass down, thought it'd go, you know?
That'd be good.
Why are we talking about it? Because there is a lot of speculation, and the head coach has talked about it openly.
It'd be really cool. And also, you said it gives you that there is a recruiting advantage if that's something that you like. You play in that. I'd imagine like an Oregon, it'd be like, you know what? We play a lot of games in the rain. It rains up here. I don't think we want to do this. I don't think it'd be. Now they could.
What's Austin? It's Austin.
Yeah. Field turf.
It's field turf.
Yeah, field turf. And so I can't imagine that they wouldn't be like going, no, that's a good idea for us. It's not a good idea for them.
So we'll see what the future holds for Memorial Stadium.
I hope they do it because I think it'd be cool.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Super cool.
And Matt Rule wants it.
He hasn't been there since what? When 70s?
Long time.
I mean,
I don't know.
I think if you go back to the old school AstroTurf, was there in the I think Johnny Rogers was on turf.
AstroTurf. I think he was too.
Yeah.
When he ran back that.
You want to talk about brutal?
Oh,
AstroTurf.
It's cement.
It was
cement.
It wasn't even so much the cement part of it, was the abrasive part of it.
Oh.
Where you just lost layers of skin.
Yeah.
And you had to be dressed head to toe.
Yeah.
You want high socks too, because if you fell on your side of your calf, it just ripped it off. And then it never healed. It never healed during the season. If something happened to you, game two, you had
still
that.
There.
It was the infection. The number of times the trainers had to spend time on it, because if it happened, it was infected immediately.
Great.
Yeah.
Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now.
464-568.
5 chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic is all time college leading passers by school. I will give you. The school, the yardage, who is the pastor that leads that school?
I'm saying I'm a good for at least one for four.
One for four.
Okay. I got one. If you have one and we hit the right two.
All right, just lock in. The key is locking in.
464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, shut up, Simple! No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call to take down Sip and Bill and Trivia. You guys are on a heater right now the last couple weeks.
We are?
Yeah. You are. The record,
101 and 81. You're 20 games over 500.
This streak says borderline.
You've won seven straight games. It's a heater.
It's a heater.
It's a heater.
We got up to what? We thought, like, what, 10 or 12? What did we get up to?
12 one time.
12 one time?
12 recently. I mean, recently we got up to 12, and we're on a seven-game win streak right now.
And when do we reset?
August 1st.
We'd have to lose 20 in a row.
That's not going to happen, is it?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's
not if we're
happen.
Locked in.
Well, we've got Fricky on the line. Fricky, how do you feel about...
Fricky?
Fricky. F-R-I-C-K-E. Fricky. How do you feel about all-time college leading passers, Fricky?
Well, I'm going to give him my best shot. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Thank you.
Touch right. gloves in the middle of the ring. No, nothing below the belt.
You bump both hands when you're a boxer?
Yeah, you should.
Should
you
yeah. come up like
yeah.
that?
Yeah, like that.
Boom, like that.
First question to you, Fricky. Here we go. Who has the most passing yards in Oklahoma history with 16,646 yards?
It's one of two.
Fricky here.
Oklahoma? You said Oklahoma?
I said Oklahoma.
Well,
you know what?
I'm going to guess.
Five.
Yeah.
Four. Three.
Two. I'm not sure on that one.
No guess at all?
That's why I said two.
1 second.
But then...
No.
All right. Give you the horns. Horns.
Take your guess.
If you don't know it, don't take it.
Oh, God.
As you know.
Yeah, I think we should pass. Because it seems like there's three that... I mean...
We're going to pass, but we think it's Bradford.
No.
Wasn't okay.
No, it was Landry Jones was the answer there.
Wow,
Landry Jones.
I was going to go white. I was going white.
White
second.
Bradford. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going white.
Yeah. I said Bradford first. Or white.
So you passed.
Landry Jones.
Landry Jones. For the lead first.
He wasn't
question,
even that good.
They should get a statue.
Bill is in play here. Who has the most passing yards in BYU history with 15,031 yards?
Oh God, it's got to be one, right? Is there some new guy that I don't know about? Because I'm thinking about an old guy with black hair, wavy, NFL commentator. Steve Young.
No, I knew the answer.
Don't say it.
I knew the answer.
Don't say it. Fricky, do you want that one or not?
Oh, God.
Let's see. BYU history.
That's who I think it is.
5 seconds if you want it. Or else you can pass. You can pass. Five.
Okay, I'm gonna pass.
What was the answer there?
Detmer?
It was Ty Detmer. Yes, that was correct.
Detmer.
Bill was in play, didn't take him. Back to you, Fricky, 0-0 tie. Last question. Who has the most passing yards in Hawaii history with 17,072 yards? Second all time in college football history.
Oh, Hawaii.
Second all time in the history of college football.
Clock's running.
Bill knows this.
Yeah, that's got...
Five.
That's got...
Four. Three.
Oh, God, I can't think of this.
Two.
One. Yeah, I got nothing on that one.
Okay.
This was a dud.
Horns.
He didn't work on the chain game. He worked on the Chang game.
Timmy Chang.
Oh,
Timmy Chang. Timmy Chang, also the head coach right now in Hawaii.
Whoa.
Timmy Chang. Yes,
Timmy Chang's the head coach?
Yes, he is.
Who would be second on that list? It'd be a name
in Hawaii?
Know.
Yeah. Isn't that
Colt
win it for
Brennan.
Us?
Colt Brennan
is second.
That's who I would have guessed.
No, it's not over yet because if he missed this,
that's right.
He
okay.
can steal. But Bill
I'm
is not.
I'm out.
Over you.
Thank you, though.
For
he
the
got
win.
That.
Sip for the win. Who has the most passing yards in Georgia history with 13,166 yards?
I don't know. I'm not going
to Georgia?
Georgia.
I can't name. I don't even know if I can. Steve Barkowski.
No.
Damn it.
You need to go for this one. Who is
Played
this Fricky?
You won't get it. It's history. A tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is. I have no clue.
Yeah.
All right, well,
that's buzzing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I have no clue.
Didn't take any guesses at all today, don't think. The answer was
Aaron Murray.
Aaron Murray is correct. Who played
against Nebraska? I still didn't know.
We'll get you back on the cuff.
I was at the game.
Calling it Fricky.
I was at the game. He's good too.
I had Detmer.
I don't think that he took a single guess today, Fricky. I think
that's
he passed
some,
three
no,
times.
Throw
well,
names.
I tell you what, there was some stuff there that was there wasn't the easiest.
Bill, did Barkowski play for Georgia?
No, he played for the Falcons.
Well, that was.
Where did he play college ball at, though?
Yeah, where'd Barkowski play in college?
I have no idea.
Steve Barkowski. I don't think.
I thought he played at Georgia.
He threw a Hail Mary one time to Billy White Shoes Johnson. He did.
Aaron Murray, I covered against, you know, he played against Pelini's team, and he was a pinpoint passer, I'll tell you that. Pinpoint. Wow. Yeah,
he's good. Late round pick. I think the Chiefs never panned out at all, obviously. Yeah. But
man, he could.
He's with the SEC Network, I think, now.
That was a tight spiral coming out of his hand.
Before we go to the spillover, First Rate Ag, Holdridge, full service ag retailer.
Number one.
They offer everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. They've been around for 25 years in business. Reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris, as always.
This will be the busiest week of the year, probably, on the last chance of application, because it looks like we have not much rain. We've got some high heat. So they're rolling. They are rolling during this time right now. This week is going to be, they'll work 100 hours. They'll work 100 hours this week,
Well, we're doing it, too.
We're doing the same thing.
We have turned the corner now. The season, I'm saying the season, I don't know. You guys don't have to be in the same mindset as me. Everybody's a little different. But I think we're in it now. The season's upon us.
Media days tomorrow and Wednesday for Big 12, so we're in it right now.
Bill was thinking about going.
We can still go.
To Allegiant
tomorrow.
Stadium.
We can go today still if you want.
God, that'd be fun to be there. I'm telling you.
I'm not joking around.
Right now,
it'd be fun.
The Big 12 is the most intriguing conference in my mind. It really is intriguing.
Let me think about that. What about the Big 10?
They're all good, but the Big 12, this thing about it, every team, you're going like, that's pretty good. Oh, that's pretty good.
Wide open.
Okay, who came in the league? Well, Utah came in. They're favored to win it. Who else came in? Arizona. They're a top four pick to come into it. What does Colorado bring? Can you bring more eyes than Colorado? Nope. Prime's brought in unbelievable eyes.
It's wide open.
Coming in. Arizona State's kind of nothing great coming in with it.
They're picked last.
There is going to be, that's incredible.
Arizona State's picked last. And you look at them and say, they're not going to win it.
But here's
look at 10 teams could win.
10 teams could win it. Also, it's interesting about it is that, remember, if they win, whoever wins it, they get a bid, automatic bid. They're into the tournament.
Playoff.
And also, they get a bye. So they could finish,
Kansas.
8-6, 8-6, win the league, and you get a bye.
Yeah.
And Notre Dame could go undefeated and not get a bye.
Interesting. Hey, by the way.
Fascinating.
Call me out on certain things. 10 teams could win it. Do you think there's 10?
I've probably more 8-ish. But if you went down the line, could Oklahoma State win it? Yes.
Yeah, well, they're picked second or third. Get down to West Virginia. Could West Virginia win it?
Why wouldn't you? They're picked seven. When you take out the best two teams, Texas and Oklahoma, it just the playing field just went like this. Texas is the most lucrative university in the world. They have more money. They make more money than anybody there is, and they're gone. Oklahoma's right up there with them.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, everybody's looking around. I told you, we talk about divisions on where you lie. So before, you were recruiting, and you were at Texas Tech, going, this is fun, but Texas and Oklahoma, we can't even compare to them. Oh, now we can.
Oh, you can.
Now we can. No. Because I don't know, does Colorado, do they have the budget?
We're going to break.
No, we got to go to break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.